it's the beautiful Jenna Andrews.
Hi!
Look at your gorgeous braid. I love it.
Oh my gosh, so it's like so long.
Dex said Jenna is a singer, songwriter, producer, executive producer.
Executive producer. I love that you remembered.
All the things. You've heard all her music. I know you have. Tell us some things you've been doing.
So recently I've been working with like Nelly Furtado and Mickey Guyton. She's like one of my really close friends, but she's amazing. Tones and I.
Yeah.
I
don't know if you... And Butter. She did Butter.
Butter. Permission to Dance. I don't know. It's weird to brag about yourself.
No, it's not. Let it go. Tell them all the things. I'm so proud of her. She's amazing.
That's so sweet. I mean, I literally like... It's funny because we were just talking about this, but it's just like... I think women... specifically put so much pressure on themselves to be like I feel like we overthink more than men. Don't you think?
Like, I think it's a lot of pressure to look good all the time, to show up for everyone.
Oh,
and like today's Valentine's, and in particular, exactly, women feel so insecure and inferior, and like they have to be a certain way to get a mate of a certain kind,
or even like, to be honest, like I feel like sometimes we think like the way we look or in our aesthetic attracts things that are like that people want in life, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just that, it's like attracting friend groups, even though it shouldn't be that way, but it's like, oh, you're pretty, or you're not pretty enough, or you know, and it shouldn't be that, by the way. It's not like
it should be more about like maintenance of your identity and the things that make you feel confident.
Exactly, right? I feel like that's the thing, like power to any woman that just wants to like look in the mirror and feel beautiful within themselves. But what's the hardest, and what we just said, is the competition of, you know, mm-hmm. social media, like, you know, specifically, because I think
the beauty standards are very hard, because I think we were saying that social media just shows us as beauty perfectionists, like that woman you could never be because she's so bloody perfect, or the earth mother that let themselves go 100%. And like, there's so many of us in the middle, like I'm never gonna let myself go, but I'm certainly not gonna spend a gazillion hours on like every single thing you could possibly do. So I think we need more attention for the middle, like what women do,
an everyday woman.
An everyday woman, yes.
I think that's so important in to embrace that and not feel like, just because, you know, here's the thing, at the end of the day, as human beings, as much as we focus on these things, I think that what we're attracted to is somebody's soul. And I will say that I'm not trying to be cheesy, but I do think that like, regardless of somebody's physical appearance, as much as we may look in the mirror and want that for ourselves, I think what's going to become attractive to people is what's like what you're presenting in an energy.
The energy, your vibe.
Your vibe. Yes. Yeah,
like, and your energy changes. Actually, it does change when you look good and you feel good about yourself.
Right.
So I think focusing not on beauty standards, not on trying to be that other girl, but like on what you like,
and I think
what feeds your energy.
Exactly. And I think that if you walk into a room and you're like, I'm the shit, regardless of, not an ego way, not being like I'm better than anyone, but I feel like I'm personally the shit, I think people are going to feel that energy and then feel that in themselves. So I think as women, we have to learn to empower other women.
We do. And we love to do that in our office. Everybody who comes here, you're in our tribe, you're our friend, we boost you up, you leave here feeling good about yourself. And that's all it takes, is a group of women around you that builds you up.
I mean, you are so great for that, because I feel like all the women, including yourself, I always come here and feel so amazing about myself, because you guys are like, remember what I say, like you care about what I'm talking about, like you'll be like,
oh, the person. Yeah.
You're like, she does this, or I remember you, your dog, or like you're listening. And that's
totally
important.
Am. Yeah, and we want women to not feel so much insecurity and so much pressure about the beauty standards and the perfectionism that's out there. Like, I really want women to have permission to be real, permission to age, permission to
dance.
Permission to dance and sing.
Yes, permission to dance is a BTS song. I had to throw that little sound bite.
There you go. And permission to get rugged, like men.
Get rugged.
Let yourself go.
Run with the dogs. Run. I'm getting alpacas. And here's the thing. To be fair, like to be real, we were just talking about this. I do a mental health podcast because.
Yes, the name of it is The Green Room.
The Green Room Talks. And I have been in the music industry since I was a kid, and I have felt that pressure for a long time. You know, when you're 19, they want you to say you're 16. At 19 years old, you're already trained to say you're 16 years old. Why is that put into our heads? Right. And I think, in talking to you, Dr. K, I feel like women need to hear more of this conversation from us, and I'd love to have you on my podcast.
I can't wait to come on there and talk about all the things that drive us insane. Like, literally, there's so much pressure for performers on the big screen to look perfect, and, like, this is how Britney...
Or like, going to coffee, how about that? Like, just getting a picture taken, going to get an everyday coffee, getting a breakfast in the morning, being like, oh, I may have not chosen, I might have something on my pants, and it gets photographed, and all of a sudden you didn't shower that morning. It's, like, ridiculous. Like, people love to make other people feel bad to make themselves feel better. I hate to say that, but... I think that's
going to be a great podcast, talking about those beauty standards, the trolls that make us feel bad. And also, most important is how we make ourselves feel bad. We talk to ourselves with our negative voice or our mean girl voice, it's so much comparison that steals your joy, because you're trying to be someone you're not, trying to achieve something that's not you, to be the real you.
And just to say one more thing, I think even when you do achieve it, it's still not good enough. And that's, I think, a major problem too, because it's like, you know, it's the same thing as, like, you buy one thing, and it's like you buy one piece of clothing, you're like, oh, I love this. Now it's like, I don't care. It's like, now let me get the next thing to indulge that feeling. So regardless, even if you do hit those beauty standards and people like, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so this, you still are going, you're still going home being like, I'm not good enough. And that's so not
true.
Okay.
So true, that materialism and consumerism does apply to beauty. And that's how you see people overdoing the beauty too, which is like, we do one thing, and the next, and you're still not happy, and you're the next. And I've seen like 35-year-olds getting a facelift, and I just think it's a crime. It's a crime to not like yourself and not be able to accept the changes of time, because we're all going to change.
Because you know what's so cool? I'm so happy we're talking about this, because I was talking about this yesterday, and you know what's interesting? In the past 5 years for me, I feel that a lot of people that have come into my life have been like, wow, like you feel so much more like confident and open and like happy, right? Mm-hmm. But I think like internally, sometimes when I go to sleep at night, I'm like, am I more happy? Like I don't know that I actually necessarily understand what they're feeling. But then when you think about it, like there's so much growth to the years that we live, right? To your point of aging. And I think regardless of those simple insecurities, the major things actually are the important things that keep us confident and that people feel, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like we don't focus on that growth, which I think is the beauty in life. Mm-hmm. That really is the thing that we should focus on and enjoy, because we only have one life. And it is important to know, like, listen, you're focusing on the wrong things.
I love this topic. We're going to dive deep when we go into
the Green Room Talks. Love that.
Check it out. And check out Jenna Andrews. And she is an inspiration to me, and I'm just so proud of her. 2-time Grammy nominee.
She remembers.
Yeah.
She's right.
You start young, and you work so hard. You work all night.
Yeah.
You work long, hard
hours. Still work all night. Yes. Still work all night.
And it shows. Aww. And now you get your own recording studio.
Yes. I can see. This is the thing. And I learned to appreciate it. It's truly like a blessing, you know?
Yeah, so you're lucky you have your art, because that's what really fulfills you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
Well, girls, there you have it. Beauty standards. Get your own art. Be your own self.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's it. Love you guys. Stay beautiful.